Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. The Astros have a reliever. No, it's not the same reliever we all talking about, H-Town Wheelhouse, but where can they find you on Twitter, Brett?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All right. So, yeah, the Astros are kind of being rumored to be involved with Alex Colome and then Brad Hand, maybe, and even Liam Hendricks. And so there's a notification. I was listening to Sports Talk 790 earlier, and they're doing breaking news. The Astros made a signing. They signed a reliever, and we will talk about that reliever on this episode of the Locked On Astros podcast. Remember, you can get Locked On Astros on podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device play a podcast, Locked On Astros. And when you're listening to this Locked On Astros podcast, why don't you have a cold one? Where can they get that cold one at, Brett?
Well, they can go to Belching Beaver Brewery. You know, since the Astros are starting to heat up on the free agency market, we made an offseason acquisition of our own. And we decided to tender a contract with Belching Beaver Brewery. That's right. It was created from a desire to make great beer and have damn good times. Launched in 2012, theirs is an award-winning craft beer and will also be in whimsical, fun to inspire good times to be had by all. Here, H-Town Wheelhouse, I want to give you three reasons why you need to get your drink on with Belching Beaver. Number one, Belching Beaver, each release from Belching Beaver carries its own individual style and personality. Two, they make beer for everyone and all palates, from easy to drinking blondes, triple IPAs, milk stouts, as well as sours, barrel aged beer. Belching Beaver Brewery has it. And in 2019, they expanded to Texas. And in 2021, they plan on, with their partnership with Ambient Distribution, to come to Texas. So be looking for Belching Beaver. Until then, go to belchingbeaver.com to check things out. Good times to you, my friend, and welcome to the Beaver family.
All right, speaking of welcome to the family, let's welcome a new reliever to the Astros bullpen for at least one season. That's Ryan Stanek. He is, you might remember him, I believe, if I remember correctly, he started as an opener against the Astros one time, or maybe I just remember him being one of the openers with the Rays. And last year he had a kind of a year to forget about. He had in nine games, granted it was only nine games, he had a 7.20 ERA. He had 11 strikeouts in 10 innings, and he had almost a 2.0 whip at a 1.900. But that's not what he's been for his career. This is a former first-round pick. He was actually drafted in 2010 in the third round by the Mariners, but he decided to go to the University of Arkansas. And then he was drafted in the first round by the Rays in 2013, and he kind of made a semi-quick rise, but he made his debut at the age of 25 as a reliever. He's somebody they used as a opener throughout some times, but he was traded last year at the trade deadline. No, not last year, but during the 2019 season at the trade deadline, to the Marlins, I believe it was. But even that season, he had a respectable 3.97 ERA. It kind of blew up a little bit with the Marlins. He had a 3.40 with the Rays, but blew up to 5.48. But the thing that kind of jumps out to me is this guy has more strikeouts per nine innings, being innings pitched. He has 10.9 strikeout per nine inning rate. And his whip has been pretty good, 1.321 throughout the years. His walk percentage is 4.5 per game per nine innings. So this is a guy who's got some stuff, and we're talking about it before the show. This is one of those guys that Brent Strom can really fix. He can, this guy has a good spin rate, but one thing I've noticed as I was looking at spin rate throughout the years is it's kind of gone down a little bit, and that could maybe have something to do with the fact that why he struggled. But what else have you noticed about Mr.
Like Mr. Stanek? So think about Justin Verlander when he came here. Now, I'm not comparing Verlander to Stanek, but remember his spin rate was down. Remember velocity was down, and all of a sudden it shot back up because of what Brent Strom did with him. And so Brent Strom has the ability, I think, to bring that up. This guy's a lot younger than when Verlander came in. And again, he's not Verlander. I'm just comparing their spin rate. Think about this. What does James Click think about Ryan Stanek? And this is what he said. "No, Ryan, from my days back in Tampa, I've seen what kind of talent he has on the mound, the stuff, the velocity. That's something that's very attractive. When I talked to him, he talked about wanting to come here. He talked about wanting to be a part of a championship organization. He likes the way we run things. And he even said himself that ever since I've been in the big leagues, they've been a championship contender. So they're in the hunt every year." And so this guy's got 97 miles an hour on his fastball. He's got a 93% whiff rate. His barrel percentage was 13%. So his K rate, Eric, is 74%. His four-seam fastball spin rate is in the 81st percentile. Average velo of 98.4 miles per hour at one point, and he's been clocked as high as 103. So this guy in 173 career innings has 210 strikeouts. What you have is you have a guy that can throw for high velocity, throws a lot of spin. He has a lot of walks. He has a high ERA. He's got to learn where to place the ball. Brent Strom can work with him. Martin Maldonado can work with him. But the Astros have the tools in place to make someone like this go up. There is a tweet from a guy named Adam_Aberson1. Pruitt and Stanek were two former Rays who came in, who can become really good with Strom. Pruitt's spin rate is really good, and Stanek throws hard. This is what James Click did with the Rays, brought in underrated relievers to get the job done. Colomé, he noted, is another former Ray who is a free agent, but I want Hendricks, and that's what he said. I just wanted to read his whole tweet. To me, Eric, I see a lot of people saying, what is Click doing? Why isn't he signing a big-name free agent? What is wrong? And people forget that this is not Steve Cohen and the Mets. This is not the San Diego Padres and what they're doing. You know, you're not going to see blockbuster deals. The Astros don't make blockbuster deals. They don't go out and sign the massive, huge contracts. That's why Springer's probably not going to come back here, you know? But this fits into what they've done. This fits into who they are. And like Astros fans, I think we got greedy. I think we've gotten greedy with our success. We have to be patient. We have to trust the process.
Yeah. And I like the way that the Astros Click said, well, we're ignoring the 2020 season. We're not going to really pay attention to that. And neither is Ryan. And we brought him in to win. And he did play in a postseason last year. He did pitch in two games and two innings. He had three strikeouts. He did walk three batters, but this was versus the when the Marlins played the Braves. So they lost that series, but he still has some postseason experience. He was not part of the Rays series, but this is another guy that they're bringing in $1.1 million for 1 year. I think this is a good bounce back reliever. I'd rather be doing that than giving Chris Davinsky that type of money. So this is a guy who's still young, and we could see what happens here. So we'll talk about what else the Astros can do. Mark Berman kind of put out a tweet earlier, but Ryan Stanek, I'm excited about this. Is it the answer to, is he the closer? No, but Click said that he kind of sold Stanek on possibly being a high leverage situation once he gets to Houston. So how he performs will depend on what he did. So you know that the fact that the Astros don't really have big setup guys yet, this is the reason why that Stanek was able to do this. So speaking of high leverage situations, if you want to make a high leverage bet, where would you go?
Where would I go? I would go to betonline.ag. If you're ready for football, if you're ready for the national championship, whatever it is you're ready for, you need to go to betonline.ag. There's only one place where they have you covered. One place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today with a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for a 50% welcome bonus. NFL games, college basketball, pro basketball, wherever you want to go with this, don't sit on the sidelines anymore with your favorite team. Get into the action. Don't forget to use that promo code Locked On to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
All right. So if you want to bet, you got to have some money. And in order to have money, you got to go to work unless you're working remotely. What if your car's not running? How can you get the part if you can't make it to the auto store?
It's easy. And I know some people still like, they're like, I really don't like going to stores that are like smaller, maybe like an auto supply store. And so you basically go to your computer, type in rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models of vehicles out there, it's impossible for these storefronts to carry all the parts that you need. One reason to repair or maintain your cars is to save money, and you could save 30 to 50%, sometimes 100% more from where you would pay in a chain store. Sometimes in those stores, they charge you different prices. If you're a mechanic, they might give you a little bit of a break. If you're a regular person, they might upcharge you. Here, they pay you just like you're a professional. So go to rockauto.com. It's a family business that they've been around for 20 years. That's right. Go there to shop for your auto and body parts needs from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake pads to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whatever you want, rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
All righty. So earlier today, Mark Berman of Fox 26, he went ahead and broke some news on Twitter. He said, according to MLB sources, the Astros are diligently working towards signing multiple free agent relievers, both at the top of the market and in the middle of the market. And among the relievers they've targeted includes Liam Hendricks, Brad Hand, Alex Clemmie, and Trevor Rosenthal. These are all names that we have talked about. And it said the middle, top of the market and the middle of the market. I would say that Stanek is probably the middle of the market. I know that he didn't have a great 2020 season, but how many players did not have a good 2020 season? So Brian Abreu was great in 2019. But for some reason, he came in camp overweight and couldn't throw strikes this year. But when you have the Astros going after these big names, they mean business. And it's not, I don't think it's kind of what you're thinking of. They don't trust Ryan Pressly. I think they want to have somebody there to challenge Ryan Pressly, to make Ryan Pressly become the best closer or setup guy out there. So like we saw that with Ken Giles and several people, you want there to be a competition, even when there shouldn't be a competition. So if they go out there and get Hendrick, he is the closer. If they go there and get Brad Hand, that may be a little bit of discussion. I know Brad Hand has some success. Trevor Rosenthal has been a closer too. Alex Clemmie, I think that he's been a closer. I know he's closer last year with the White Sox. I think that they're not only bringing them to be a closer, but to make Ryan Pressly become a better pitcher and be back to the top level.
Right. And so I think Pressly top level is your setup guy. I don't think Pressly top level is the closer. Pressly may completely shock me and may go out there and be like one of the best closers in the game in 2021. I doubt it. And it's not because I don't think he can. It's that he seemed to struggle at times and he didn't look comfortable on the mound. With Ryan Pressly, I want him as my setup guy. I want my Paredes. I want Pressly. And I want Hendricks. I would take Hand. I would take Rosenthal. I would put any of those three. I would put Colmey. I'd put any of those four in the closer role. I would bring them in and say, you're our closer. Right. Pressly, you're our setup guy. If y'all screw it up, we'll just flip the coin a little bit. Who knows? They could even put two different closers. They could even put Paredes in there after, you know what I'm saying, as a closer if they wanted to. If you have
if they're going to pay Hendricks all that money, he's the closer.
Okay, okay. Okay, let's just say this. If it's Hendricks, yes, Hendricks is your guy. I'm talking about the other three options.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I'm kind of spitballing too. I've never been a GM. I know a lot of people on Twitter claim to be experts in all things Astros, and that's fine. And they'll probably say where I was wrong or right or whatever. But this is my thing. Get Hendricks in here right now. Like, sign him yesterday. Give him what he wants. I think it would be worth it. I think you get the guy on a solid 2-3-year deal or maybe 2-year deal, 3-year option, something like that. And you will give them one of the best back ends of the bullpen in the American League. And I mean, someone earlier stated, I think it was Ron Rock Tim. He's like, well, if the Astros do this, they'll be up there and be favorites in the AL with the Yankees. And I'm like, how are the Yankees the favorites in the AL with basically Garrett Cole and maybe some guys that are coming back, you know, Severino coming back from injury and all that stuff. I just think
Tanaka hasn't re-signed yet.
Yeah.
Tanaka hasn't re-signed. So
I think, yeah, I think
Paxton's gone.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Bottom line is this, the Astros are coming in underrated this year. And I'm fine with that. There's not a lot of people talking about them being a true contender, but they are, Eric. They've still got one of the best teams out there. You've got Jose Siri, and Jose Siri is batting 500 right now. He's hit 3 home runs. He's got 3 doubles. He stole 2 bases, hit a home run today. Several days ago, probably a few weeks ago, he was in a game and he hit a home run and a walk-off single. This guy, Jose Siri, dude, I don't know if you've seen him. He's a beast. Like, he is a big dude. And he's floated around the minors here and there. He hasn't always hit for a lot of power. But I bet you Jose Siri may be a surprise addition to this club. And even if you sign Pedro Leon, he's 22. You don't have to rush him up this year. Right. You can use him if you need him. Like, I'm like, I want him now, right? But you've got Jeremy Pena. I think, dude, what happens if Jose Siri and Jeremy Pena are both, like, ready? Like, yeah, you've got to find a place for him. And you may put those dudes in the outfield. You may put Pena in left and Siri in center. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that would be a stud outfield.
They have to earn it. They have to earn it.
Yes. I know they're young. I know they're improving. And I'm kind of pie in the sky right now. I'm assuming a lot of success. But I'm talking about if they do what their potential says they can do, that would be something else.
Making Pena an everyday center fielder, I don't think at this age, when he's probably never played outfield. But
no, that's why I said left field.
Oh, I didn't hear that. But so, yeah, the Astros are definitely not done. What Siri is he's an option in case the Astros can't get a big name free agent outfielder. And there are some names out there. Like, there's Jay Bruce. You can get probably a lot of money. I know I suggested before. Ryan Braun probably wants to rebuild his career. So there's some veteran outfielders you can go get. But what Siri is kind of like I've been kind of saying, is just another option, another challenge for the Miles Straws and the all
Chaz
the
McCormick young, or Chaz other McCormick, guys,
Ronnie Dawson's. They're just trying to challenge them. And then if the Astros go out there, I saw somebody on Twitter saying that, well, the reason why we don't sign Michael Brantley is because he's going to be blocking some of the young guys. So it's just a matter of.
That's things. Actually so, an interesting take. Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, I love Brantley. I want Brantley. But does signing Brantley come at who to have a financial cost, A, and B, does it come at a cost of developing guys where it hurts you 2 or 3 years down the road
for
immediate gratification?
So I know we are the Locked On Astros podcast, but we got to talk about that trade that the Mets pulled off today. They got Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco for basically Ahmed Rosario and 3 young players. That's a big, bold move. But what that also does is that adds a lot of money to their guaranteed contracts, because Lindor is making over $20 million. And I don't know Carrasco's off the top of my head, but I'm sure it's like around $14, $15 million, something like that. Does this take them out of the running for George Springer? And does that mean that he could possibly be coming back to Houston? No, because I saw a report today that said that Springer is looking for – I want to say, was it 5 years, $175 million, or am I tripping?
Yes, he's asking for $175. Yes, that is.
Is that 5 years?
I believe so.
That's a lot of money if he's asking 5 years.
So here's the thing. I think he's asking for $175, but I bet he'll accept $150. Get this, though. The trade today by them actually did the Cleveland Indians some good. So the Cleveland Indians, dude, you know what their payroll is going to be? $35 to $40 million. So is Jose Ramirez next on the trading block?
Yep. And then once the other people start, like when some of the young pitchers start making some money, they'll be like, yeah, we need to start What happened in Major League where they start peeling off the girl, the
right, the, yes, the owners, yes,
the,
yes,
the owners' clothes and everything. So,
yeah, they're gonna have to get Joe Boo and Wild Thing. Yeah, Cleveland is going into poverty mode right now. I'm pretty sure the Locked On Cleveland guy is sitting there going, "Oh my God, what's happening to my team?" Hey, get this. One of my students in my class is, and I'll kind of wrap my thoughts up on this. Is his whole family's from Cleveland, and he loves the Cleveland Indians. And when I showed him a picture with Lindor that someone had photoshopped with him in the Mets uniform, he like fell out of his desk. He was so upset. He was like, "What's going on?" I said, "Dude, your team's going down. They're going down the road of complete rebuild, like little league level rebuild." And he's like, "Oh no." So, but that's a big trade. Steve Cohen kind of tweeted out, it's like, I guess everybody's excited about the trade, but what we really need to talk about are the black jerseys. And so the guy's having a blast right now, spending all that money, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think they said that if Springer wanted 5 years or 6 years, but if it's 5 years, $175 million, that's a lot. That's almost in the Mike Trout territory.
So, yeah. Yeah. I don't see. I heard 175. I didn't hear. No,
that, I didn't hear years. Yeah. Dude, so
that would have to be over 7 years.
No, I would say 6 years, but I think he wants the guaranteed money. I think that's what he's looking for. So if he has to do 6 years, I think that's what he's looking for. But we could talk about this next week. Hopefully, maybe George Springer has decided where he wants to go. And I was listening to MLB on SiriusXM today, and they haven't, they said the Mets probably haven't ruled out bringing in Springer and maybe waiting the market or maybe going over the luxury tax threshold. Just imagine adding him to that lineup with Alonso and Lindor, McCann, and all the other players they have over there. That would make them a dynamic force. So if you want to be a dynamic force and you want to go ahead and try to make some money on betting, why don't you go and listen to the Locked On Bets podcast? 2020 is mercifully over, and it's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets on wherever you get podcasts, and we will be back for Locked On Astros podcast next week.